It's Tuesday, November 13th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. California elected Democrat Gavin Newsom as governor last week, reports the Sacramento Bee. Newsom made news as the mayor of San Francisco for introducing homosexual marriage to the state and to the nation. In 2004, he directed the San Francisco County Clerk to begin issuing marriage licenses to men living with men and women living with women in unnatural relations with one another. The U.S. Supreme Court finally approved of his policy in 2015. During the campaign, Gavin Newsom advocated for a permanent state grant to Planned Parenthood to the tune of $100 million, reports Mercury News. Just a few days after this election, God sent the worst fire in California's history. So far, the campfire has taken out 6,700 structures throughout 117,000 acres in Northern California. The fire virtually annihilated the town of Paradise, resulting in 29 fatalities and another 228 people missing. In an interview with the Mercury News, an 87-year-old resident, Beverly Fillmore, said she thought, quote, "This must be what hell's going to be," end quote. The Ventura fire has burned 85,000 acres so far and another 179 structures, including the home of singer Miley Cyrus. In God's providence, the winds are whipping up to 40 to 60 miles per hour in Los Angeles and Ventura counties through Tuesday. The two most destructive fires in California history have occurred in 2017 and 2018. Jude 1 warns of the eternal fires, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Scotland will be the first nation in the world to mandate indoctrination for all school children in sexual perversion, to include the unnatural relations of men with men and women with women. According to the Guardian report, quote, "There will be no exemptions or opt-outs to the policy, which will embed LGBTI inclusive education across the curriculum and across subjects," end quote. By the way, the I in the LGBTI acronym stands for intersex, which is a person who is born with a combination of male and female biological characteristics. Breaking news yesterday on Asia Bibi's case, the woman who was just freed by the Pakistani Supreme Court from a death sentence, an encouraging development from Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that his government is in discussions with the Pakistani government to provide the persecuted woman asylum in Canada, reports AFP News. An organization called Beyond Parallel has identified what they believe to be 20 missile operation bases in North Korea. The research organization's website claims that, quote, "with only a few exceptions, the bases are located in mountainous terrain, often spread out within narrow dead-end valleys," end quote. The research was based on, quote, "numerous interviews with North Korean defectors, as well as officials in government, defense, and intelligence around the world," end quote. President Donald Trump was in France yesterday at an American cemetery outside of Paris, reports ABC News. For Veterans Day, the president was commemorating the 100th anniversary of World War I Armistice Day, in which hostilities ceased on the Western Front of the war. President Trump acknowledged the bravery of the men who fought and gave their lives for Western freedoms.
Great, great warriors they are, who gave everything for family, country, God, and freedom. Through rain, hail, snow, mud, poisonous gas, bullets, and mortar, they held the line and pushed onward to victory. It's a great, great victory. Costly victory, but a great victory. Never knowing if they would ever again see their families.
Psalm 46 tells us, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire." The results for three U.S. Senate races in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona are still up in the air, reports Vox.com. Florida is conducting recounts of ballots, and Arizona is still on its first count. The Republican candidates appear to be leading in Georgia and Florida, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat in Arizona, a bisexual, is claiming a win. If these results are confirmed, the Republican-Democrat balance in the U.S. Senate will be 53-45, with two independents leaning left. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, and the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord." The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 600 points yesterday on reports of a weakening in the technology sector. The New York Times reports that two men are attempting to cross Antarctica alone on foot. The trek will take them across 921 miles, and it could take them as long as 65 days. A 33-year-old American, Colin O'Brady, and a British Army Captain, Lewis Rudd, are in competition to become the first to accomplish the feat. The last attempt 2 years ago ended in a fatality. And finally, on this day in history, the African Christian pastor and writer, Augustine of Hippo, was born. By his writings, such as City of God and Confession, Augustine influenced the next 1,000 years of Christianity in the Western world. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, November 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.